This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, why are we doing this? So that we can understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we can understand the kalam of our Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For verily, the Quran and the Sunnah, they are in the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, this majlis is a special majlis. Why, subhanallah? Because bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will be concluding, we will be finishing off with book 1, Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyati Lighayri Natiqina Biha. We will be completing volume number 1 from the series Lessons in the Arabic Language for Non-Arabic Speaking Students. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, this is, walhamdulillah, a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an honor in reality for myself to be here and to complete this book 1, walhamdulillah. And so, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will be moving on to lesson number 23, inshallah, the last lesson. But before that, a little bit of a reminder, inshallah. Wadhakkir fa'inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. And remind, for verily a reminder benefits the believers, as Allah mentions in the Noble Quran. In our last majlis, in our last lesson, lesson number 22, what did we discuss? What were we introduced to? We categorized the various diptotes. What's a diptote? A diptote is that type of word which is allergic to the tanween. We are talking about nouns which are allergic to the tanween. So for example, all female names, Maryamu. You do not say Maryamun. Rather Maryamu, Fatimatu, Aishatu, Makkatu, Juddatu, etc. Allergic to tanween, double fatha, double kasra, and double dhamma. Another example, we find names, masculine and proper nouns, which are on the scale of Fu'lanu, Fu'lanu, or Fa'lanu. Jayid. Example, Uthmanu, 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 and Affanu, Sufyanu, Marwanu. All of them are diptotes. We also find non-Arabic proper nouns, Williamu, Edwardu, Londonu, Barisu. These are all diptotes. We find broken plurals on the scale of Fu'ala'u, Fu'ala'u. Example, Fuqara'u, the poor. Wuzara'u, ministers. Zumala'u, colleagues. All of these are diptotes. So we've gone through a whole list of diptotes, walhamdulillah. And then we also categorize them, that why are they diptotes? What's the illah? What's the reasoning? Some of them are female proper nouns, Zainabu, Maryamu. Some of them are male proper nouns, but end with the ta marbuta. So for example, Hamzatu, Usamatu, Muawiyatu. Names which are on the scale of fa'lanu or fu'lanu, uthmanu, afanu, and adjectives which are also on that same scale, fa'lanu, like kaslanu, lazy, jawanu, hungry, atashanu, thirsty. Masculine proper nouns which are on the scale of af'alu, af'alu, ahmadu, anwaru, akbaru, etc. Adjectives which are on the same scale, abyadu, aswadu, most of your colors, ahmaru, non-Arabic proper nouns, williamu, edwardu, etc., etc. And then we also had four types of broken plurals, those on the scales of af'ila'u, fu'ala'u, mafa'ilu, and mafa'ilu, mafa'ilu. They are all diptotes, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Ahmed Allah, we now move on to lesson number 23. We are still discussing diptotes, but here bi iznillahi ta'ala, we move one step further and we talk about and we discuss what happens to a diptote if it is supposed to be majroor. If it is supposed to be majroor, if it's supposed to be kasrafied, what happens to that diptote? Example, we find the name Bilalun. So Bilalun, fantastic. Then if it is mansub fatha, then it is Bilalan. And then can we have Bilal also as majroor? Yes, Bilalin. So Bilalun, Bilalan, Bilalin. Excellent. Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin. Excellent. We find Mahmudun, Mahmudan, Mahmudin. Excellent. So these are not diptotes. They take to all of this easily, no problem at all. But when it comes to diptotes, then the rule is different. Example, we would have Ahmadu. No problem. We can never say Ahmadun, Ahmadu. Then we can also have an Ahmada, but we can never ever have Ahmadi. We cannot have Ahmadi. Jayid. Rather, it would be Ahmada again. Another example. We find Williamu. So Williamu, then with the Fatha Mansub, Williama. And what about Majroor with the Kasra? No, it's allergic to that. So instead of being Williami, it will be Williama again. Williamu, Williama, Williama. Find another example. The plural, Masajidu, Masajidu. So we will have Masajidu, Marfu'. Then Masajida, Mansub with a Fatha. Then instead of Masajidi, we'll have Masajida again. Masajidu, Masajida, Masajida. Mumtaz. Another example. Pakistanu, Pakistana, and Pakistana. So when it is technically supposed to be majroor with the kasra, it's allergic to the kasra, and so in reality it would have a fatha. Walhamdulillah. So an example. Min Bilalin. From Bilal. Min Bilalin. Min Bilalin. From Bilal. If we wanted to say from Ahmed, it would be like this. Min Ahmada. Subhanallah. Min Ahmada. Yes. Why Ahmada? Ahmada, because this word Ahmed is a diptote and it's allergic to the kasra. So although it is in the majroor form, although it's in the kasra type of form, it will not take a visible kasra. Rather, the kasra will turn into a fatha. Another example. From Fatima. Min Fatimata. Not min Fatimati, min Fatimata. But if it was, for example, Muhammad, it would be min Muhammadin. Normal. But because it's a female name, which is a diptote, min Fatimata, min Fatimata, min Ahmada, min Pakistana, min Hamzata, mumtaz. So, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, you get the hang of it, insha'Allah. Min Ahmada, we said. Another example would be our mudaf and mudafun ilay. Kitabu Bilalin. Kitabu Bilalin. Book of Bilal. Bilal's book. Kitabu Bilalin. But if it is Ahmed's book, Kitabu Ahmada. Subhanallah. Kitabu Ahmada. Book of Fatima. Kitabu Fatimata. Mumtaz. 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 Min Ibrahim. Min Ibrahima. From Ibrahim. Mumtaz. Kitabu Ibrahima. Kitabu Ibrahima. MashaAllah. Let us read bi-iznillahi ta'ala al-darsu thalithu wal-ishroon, lesson number 23. Al-mudarrisu. Man anta ya akhi? Man anta ya akhi? Who are you, oh my brother? Man anta ya akhi? Ahmed says, ana talibun jadidun. أنا طالب جديد. ما معنى طالب؟ طالب يعني student. جديد. جديد is our نعت. Describing word. طالب جديد. New student. المدرس. ما اسمك؟ ما اسمك؟ We don't say ما اسمك. No. Join. ما اسمك؟ ما اسمك؟ Then Ahmed says اسمي أحمد. اسمي أحمد. اسمي أحمد. My name's Ahmed. المدرس من أين أنت؟ من أين أنت؟ من from أين where؟ من أين أنت from where you from where are you؟ أنا من باكستان. That's a clear example, mashallah. أنا من باكستان. If Pakistan was not a diptote, it would have taken a kasra. But because it's a diptote, it will not take the kasra. Rather, the kasra will turn into a fatha. من باكستان. أنا من باكستان. I am from Pakistan. عندي سبعة دفاتر. The teacher says, عندي سبعة دفاتر. I have 7 notebooks. Now let's break that up, inshallah. عندي, I have, belongs to me. سبعة دفاتر. Why سبعة feminine? Because دفاتر is the plural of دفترن. دفترن. دفترن is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. That's why سبعة دفاتر. سبعة دفاتر. And as for دفاتر, this here has a fatha. Although it is mudafun ilay, it's supposed to take a kasra. Sab'atu dafatira. This dafatira supposed to technically take a kasra because it's a mudafun ilay. But it will not take a kasra because it is a diptote. It is on the scale of mafa'ilu. It is on the scale of mafa'ilu. And so the words which are on the scale, broken plurals on the scale of mafa'ilu are diptotes. And so kitabu, or rather, sab'atu dafatira. Mumtaz. Liman hiya, to who do they belong? Liman hiya, to who do they belong? Hatiya ustadu. So the teacher says, you know, I have 7 notebooks here. Who do they belong to? Whose notebooks are these? And so Abbas says, Abbas, what does Abbas mean? Abbas means a lion. And we also know that our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his uncle's name was Abbas. Later on in history, you had the Abbasid dynasty, which was named after the same Al-Abbas. Hatiya ustadu. Give to me, O ustad. Hati means give to me. Ya ustadu. Hada li. This one belongs to me. Hada li. This one belongs to me. Wahada li Muhammadin. Wahada li Muhammadin. And this one belongs to Muhammad. Wahada li Hamidin. And this one belongs to Hamid. Take note. These words are not diptotes. They are not diptotes. And so they take the double kasra without any problem. Wahada li Muhammadin. وَهَذَا لِحَامِدٍ وَهَذَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. That's a diptote. That's why إِبْرَاهِيمَ. وَهَذَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ. The lamb there should technically make it take a kasra. لِإِبْرَاهِيمِ. But because إِبْرَاهِيم is a diptote, it would instead take a fatha. وَهَذَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ. وَهَذَا لِعُثْمَانَ. Same story. And this one belongs to Uthman. وَهَذَا لِيُوسُفَ. And this one belongs to Yusuf. وَهَذَا لِطَلْحَةَ. And this one belongs to Talha. Now let's look at them in terms of the reasoning. Why is لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ? Why is it a diptote? Why is Ibrahim a diptote? Non-Arabic proper noun. Non-Arabic in its origin. As for Uthman, then that's a diptote because it's on the scale of مَفَاعِلُ. مَفَاعِلُ. Jayid, مَفَاعِلُ. And so, not مَفَاعِلُ, rather, Uthmanu is on the scale of Uthmanu is on the scale of Fa'lanu. Uthmanu is on the scale of Fa'lanu, and masculine proper nouns on the scale of Fa'lanu are diptotes. The next one, Wahada li Yusufa. This one belongs to Yusuf, non-Arabic in its origin. Wahada li Talhata, and this one belongs to Talha. Why is Talha a diptote? Because it's a masculine proper noun which ends with the ta, which ends with a ta marbuta, similar to female names. Ahada kitabuka ya Muhammadu. Ahada kitabuka ya Muhammadu. Is this your book, O Muhammad? Is this your book, O Muhammad? La hada kitabu hamzata. La hada kitabu hamzata. Kitabu hamzata is a mudaf, mudafun ilay. Kitabu hamzata. If it was Muhammad, kitabu Muhammadin. كتاب محمد. If it was Bilal, كتاب بلال. كتاب بلال. But it's none of those. It's rather a diptote. Here, كتاب حمزة. كتاب حمزة. كتاب حمزة. ممتاز. أين علي يا إخوانو؟ أين علي يا إخوانو؟ Where is Ali, oh brothers? ذهب إلى الرياض. ذهب إلى الرياض. He went to الرياض. ذهب إلى الرياض. He went to الرياض. ممتاز. Again. أين علي يا إخوانو؟ Where's Ali, oh brothers? ذهب إلى الرياض. He went to رياض. وأين يعقوب؟ Where is يعقوب؟ ذهب إلى مكة. مكة is another diptote. Why? Because it's a proper noun which ends with a تاء. Ends with a تاء. ذهب إلى مكة. ذهب إلى مكة. If it was, for example, مدينة, then it would be ذهب إلى المدينة. ذهب إلى المدينة. Not with a فتحة. But مكة is a diptote. That's why ذهب إلى مكة. أين إسحاق؟ Where is إسحاق؟ خرج إلى المدير. خرج إلى المدير. خرج. خرج يعني خرج. He left. He went. أين إلى المدير. To the principal. متى خرج. متى خرج. When did he exit. When did he leave. When did he go. خرج قبل خمس دقائق. خرج. He went. He left. قبل. Before. قبل خمسي. Why خمسي? Because it comes after قبل. قبل makes the next word take a كسرة. خرج قبل خمس دقائق. خمس دقائق, 5 minutes. And there is also مضاف, مضاف إليه. خمس دقائق. دقيقة is the singular form. دقائق is the plural and دقيقة is the singular form. دقيقة is feminine and so the number before it will be masculine. خمس دقائق. He left 5 minutes ago. He left 5 minutes ago. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. With that, we've covered the exercise for lesson number 23. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. And we hope you've understood. We hope you've understood the principle here that when we have a mudafun ilay, then this mudafun ilay, or when we have any diptote for that matter, if it is supposed to be with a kasra, if it's supposed to be majroor, in reality, it will not apparently be majroor. Rather, it will have a فتحة. It will have a فتحة. ما شاء الله. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. Ponder over the following examples. محمد. That's not a diptote. محمد. من محمد. إلى محمد. From محمد to محمد. لمحمد. Belongs to محمد. كتاب محمد. كتاب محمد. All of them are clear, simple. The words are majroor and they take the kasra. Whereas Zainab is a diptote. Let's look at how this works. Min Zainaba. Ila Zainaba. From Zainab to Zainab. Li Zainaba belongs to Zainab. Kitabu Zainaba. Kitabu Zainaba. Book of Zainab. Walhamdulillah. So very, very different to our ordinary nouns. Iqra waktub. Read and write. هذا الكتاب لمحمد. هذا الكتاب لمحمد. وذلك لزينب. وذلك لزينب. This book belongs to Muhammad and that one to Zainab. Again, هذا الكتاب لمحمد وذلك لزينب and that one to Zainab. ذهب خالد إلى أحمد. ذهب خالد. خالد went إلى أحمد. إلى أحمد to أحمد. ذهب أبي إلى مكة. ذهب أبي إلى مكة. My father went to مكة. ذهب أبي إلى مكة. وذهب عمي إلى جدة. وذهب عمي إلى جدة. Again, ذهب أبي إلى مكة. وذهب عمي إلى جدة. ذهب أبي إلى مكة. My father went to مكة. وذهب عمي إلى جدة. And my uncle went to جدة. ذهب أبي إلى مكة. My father went to مكة. وذهب عمي إلى جدة. And my uncle went to جدة. ممتاز. وذهب عمي إلى جدة. جدة is a diptote. Juddah is a diptote, ends with a ta, and so because it's a diptote, it will not take a kasra. Ukhtu Marwana. Marwan is a diptote. Ukhtu Marwana is a mudaf, mudafun ilay. If it was sister of, let's say, Muhammad, Ukhtu Muhammadin. Ukhtu Muhammadin. Ukhtu Muhammadin. But because it's a diptote, Ukhtu Marwana. Ukhtu Marwana. أختو مروانة مريضة. The sister of مروان is sick. أختو مروانة مريضة. أين زوج خديجة؟ أين زوج خديجة؟ Where's the spouse of خديجة؟ Where's خديجة's husband؟ أين زوج خديجة؟ أين زوج خديجة؟ Where's the husband of خديجة؟ هو في لندن. هو في لندن. So خديجة and London both are diptotes. أين زوج خديجة؟ هو في لندن. هو في لندن. He is in London. سيارة حامد. سيارة حامد. حامد's car. جديدة. سيارة حامد جديدة. حامد's car is new. وسيارة إبراهيم مضاف مضاف إليه. And إبراهيم is a non-Arabic name in its origin. وسيارة إبراهيم. وسيارة إبراهيم قديمة. And إبراهيم's car is old. Again, سيارة حامد جديدة. وسيارة إبراهيم قديمة. And Ibrahim's car is old. ممتاز. بيت خالد. خالد's house. بيت خالد كبير. بيت خالد كبير. بيت خالد كبير. بيت خالد كبير. خالد's house is big. وبيت أسامة صغير. وبيت أسامة صغير. وبيت أسامة صغير. And Usama's house is small. وبيت أسامة. Look at that. بيت خالد. Not a diptote, so all is normal. Whereas بيت أسامة. Why? Because أسامة is a diptote. بيت خالد كبير. وبيت أسامة صغير. وبيت أسامة صغير. وبيت أسامة صغير. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله. Number 8 بإذن الله تعالى. أين ذهب أبوك؟ أين ذهب أبوك؟ أو أبوك يا ليلى. أين ذهب أبوك يا ليلى؟ أين ذهب أبوك يا ليلى؟ Where did your father go, أو ليلى؟ أين ذهب أبوك يا ليلى؟ أين ذهب أبوك يا ليلى؟ Where did your father go, أو ليلى؟ ذهب إلى بغداد. ذهب إلى بغداد. He went to بغداد. ذهب إلى بغداد. ذهب إلى بغداد. أين ذهب أبوك يا ليلى؟ الله المستعان. أين ذهب أبوك؟ Speaking to a female. أين ذهب أبوك يا ليلى؟ ذهب إلى بغداد. He went to بغداد. والحمد لله. So number 9. في إسطنبول. في إسطنبول مساجد كثيرة. في إسطنبول مساجد كثيرة. في إسطنبول مساجد كثيرة. In Istanbul there are many masajids. في إسطنبول. In Istanbul مساجد كثيرة. There are many masjids. Why كثيرة? Because it is a describing word for that which is non-rational in its origin. Masjid is non-aqil, non-human plural treated as singular feminine. Fi إسطنبول. Why إسطنبول? Because it's a diptote, non-Arabic in its origin. Fi إسطنبول مساجد كثيرة. ممتاز. عندي خمسة مفاتيح. عندي خمسة مفاتيح. I have 5 keys. عندي I have. خمسة مفاتيح. مفاتيح. Why? Because it's on the scale of مفاعيل. مفاعيل. جيد. خمسة مفاتيح. So مفاتيح is the plural of مفتاح, which is masculine, and that's why the number before it is feminine. عندي خمسة مفاتيح. Number 11. الكعبة في مكة. الكعبة في مكة. الكعبة في مكة. The كعبة is in مكة. 12. في هذا الشارع, in this street, ثلاثة مساجد. ثلاثة مساجد. في هذا الشارع ثلاثة مساجد. In this street there are three. In this street there are three masjids. ثلاثة مساجد. مساجد. Why? Because masjid is a diptote. Why is it a diptote? Because it's a broken plural on the scale of مفاعل. هذا الطبيب اسمه ويليام. هذا الطبيب اسمه ويليام. This doctor, his name is William. وهو من لندن. And he is from London. وذلك اسمه وذلك اسمه and that one his name is Louis. His name is Louis. وذلك اسمه Louis. وهو من باريس. وهو من باريس. And he is from Paris. هذا الطبيب اسمه William. وهو من لندن. وذلك اسمه ويس. وذلك اسمه Louis. لويسا. لويسا. وذلك اسمه لويس. وذلك اسمه لويس. وهو من باريس. Again. هذا الطبيب اسمه ويليام وهو من لندن وذلك اسمه لويس 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 وهو من باريس and he is from Paris. So this doctor, his name is William and he is from London and that his name and that one his name is Louis and he is from Paris. ممتاز. 14. سيارتي لونها. My car, its color, أخضر. سيارتي لونها أخضر. سيارتي لونها أخضر. My car, its color. Loan means color. لونها أخضر. Its loan, its color is green. عندي قلم أحمر. عندي قلم أحمر. I have a red pen. قلم أحمر. قلم أحمر قلم أحمر red pen. البيت الحرام في مكة. البيت الحرام في مكة. The بيت الحرام, the sacred house, the sanctified house is in مكة. ذهب أحمد إلى محمد. ذهب أحمد إلى محمد. ذهب أحمد إلى محمد. ذهب محمد إلى أحمد. ذهب محمد إلى أحمد. ذهب محمد إلى أحمد. Look at إلى أحمد. Why? Because أحمد is a diptote, allergic to the كسرة, so it will take a فتحة. أأنت من مكة؟ Are you from مكة؟ لا أنا من الطائف. لا أنا من الطائف. No, I am from طائف. Taif is that place that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone to that city and he approached them and gave them da'wah to al-Islam. But subhanallah, they made a mockery of him, they ridiculed him, they had their kids stone the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Later on in history, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lays siege to the city of Taif. And later on, subhanallah, I mean today, you have 99.9% of the inhabitants are all Muslim. ذهب محمد إلى أحمد أأنت من مكة لا أنا من الطائف لا أنا من الطائف أخت فاطمة طالبة أخت فاطمة طالبة أخت فاطمة طالبة The sister of Fatima is a student. أخت فاطمة طالبة Fatima's sister is a student. والحمد لله. Exercise number 3. اقرأ الكلمات الآتية واكتبها مع ضبط أواخرها. آمنة من آمنة. آمنة and then من آمنة. Because the من will make it مجرور but it will not take a visible كسرة. من آمنة لأحمد to أحمد. لأحمد أحمد عثمان من باكستان. من باكستان on its own باكستان باكستان لخديجة لخديجة لندن no لندن جيد لندن لخديجة لندن إلى بغداد إسطنبول مكة في مكة في مكة مساجد 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 في مدارس في مدارس في مدارس في مدارس يعقوب لإسحاق لإسحاق معاوية من معاوية لعائشة no لعائشة 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 but on its own عائشة محمد خالد من أبا من أباسين من أباسين that's no issue there من أباسين نعمان نعمان حامد حامد Then they ask you to write down these the numbers for these words here, 3 to 10, inshallah. Example, masjidun. So let us say 3 masjids. ثَلَاثَةُ مَسَاجِدَ ثَلَاثَةُ مَسَاجِدَ Why using a feminine number? ثَلَاثَةُ Because masjid is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. ثَلَاثَةُ مَسَاجِدَ Why مَسَاجِدَ Because masajid is on this is a broken plural on the scale of mafa'ilu. Next one. Example, fundukun. Arba'atu fanadiqa. Arba'atu fanadiqa. Arba'atu fanadiqa. Khamsatu what do they say? Zamilun. Huh? Is it zamilun? Or rather you got mindilun. 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 So let's say for example 5 mindils. 5 handkerchiefs. Khamsatu manadila. Khamsatu manadila. Khamsatu manadila. Let's say 6 keys. Sittatu mafatiha. Sittatu mafatiha. Sadiqun. 7 friends. Sab'atu Asdiqa'a, sab'atu asdiqa'a, 8 colleagues, 8 colleagues, thamaniyatu zumala'a, thamaniyatu zumala'a, kursiyun, so chairs, kursiyun, so we want to say 9 chairs, tis'atu karasiyya, madrasatun, 10 madrasas. So madrasa is feminine, so the number before it will be masculine. Ashru madarisa. Ashru madarisa. Ashru madarisa. Daqiqatun. Let's say 4 minutes. Arba'u daqa'iqa. Because daqiqatun is feminine, so look at its number, so the gender before it will be masculine. أربعو دقائق أربعو دقائق أربعو دقائق والحمد لله والحمد لله ما شاء الله والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. With that we have completed book 1 of the Medina Arabic syllabus, ما شاء الله تبارك الله. What was this lesson? This lesson we dealt with diptotes, but when they are in the situation where they majroor, when they are majroor, but they will not take a clear present kasra. Rather, they will take a fatha, even though they are in a majroor form. Example, kitabu bilalin, but when it comes to a diptote like Ahmed, will be kitabu ahmada. Min Muhammadin, from Muhammad, min Ahmada. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we move on to our maxim number 28, inshaAllah. Allah states in Surah A'raf, verse number 75, Surah Hud, verse number 85, Surah Shu'ara, verse number 183. This is repeated a few times in the Noble Quran, 3 times, subhanAllah. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ And do not give people that which is shortchanged. Basically, do not rob people. Do not rob people. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ And do not rob people. Do not give them short. Do not shortchange people. Do not cut them short. أَشْيَاءَهُمْ That which is their haq, that which belongs to them. Somebody bought something from you and you gave him 50 cents short. Somebody bought something and it was 5 items, for example, and you only gave him 9 items. Somebody, he required 1 kg of sugar. You gave him 950 grams. You are robbing people. Allah musta'an. Data. The person bought this amount of data, but he only received a less amount. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wala tabkhasu an-nasa ashya'ahum. Lack of better words. Do not rob people. Do not cut them short. Do not shortchange them. Allah musta'an. This is mentioned, we said, 3 times in the noble Quran. And this here includes all matters, includes business transactions, includes, in terms of your behavior towards them. Don't shortchange them in terms of your akhlaq and your ikram towards them. Give them that which they deserve, that which is their haq, that which is their haq, subhanAllah. We find Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, with regards to people who are your enemies, Your enemies, you hate them. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. And do not allow your enmity of a certain group of people prevent you from being just with them. Ensure that you are just with them, and this is closer to the matter of taqwa. This is with regards to the disbelievers, subhanAllah. If I must not allow my enmity towards them from preventing me from being just with them, what about the Muslim? What about your Muslim brother? What about your own blood brother? What about your parents, your children, your siblings, your cousins, subhanAllah? Allahu musta'an. Imagine Allah stating, do not be unjust with your enemies. So how much more I'm supposed to be just with the people who are close to me, with my fellow man, with my fellow Muslims, etc. Allahumma musta'an. So don't shortchange them in terms of the matter of justice. Don't shortchange them when it comes to the matter of justice. And subhanAllah, this verse applies to all those types of transactions, business, marriage, whatever it might be, that people try to do the next one down. Nobody's watching, we will not get caught, etc. Allah knows. Allah knows, Allah knows, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Somebody purchases from you, you might not have change, etc. And so you don't give them that amount. If you inform them and you say, you know, this is my matter, this is the reason, and you then shortchange them with their permission, no problem. But you just don't give them their haq. This is completely incorrect, unethical, it is wrong, and you will be sinful for that matter. Allahumma musta'an. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this verse, وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ, in reality, falls under the general principle of being just. Falls under the general principle of being just in all matters towards your fellow man. Walhamdulillah. And with that, we have completed maxim number 28, inshallah. Let us take a few verses from the noble Quran. Allah states, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, innama al-khamru, verily alcohol, alcoholic drinks, innama al-khamru, wal-maysiru, what's maysir? Maysir is gambling. Wal ansab, what's ansab? Ansab are these idols, etc., that these people put up. Wal azlam, these divination type of arrows. Ritz min amali shaitan, they are filthy. They are from the amal of shaitan. They are from the actions of the devil. Fajtanibuh, and so stay away from them. Stay away from them. La'allakum tuflihun, perhaps you will be successful, subhanAllah. So, O you who believe, stay away from alcohol, gambling, these idols, divination arrows. They are all filthy, they are rich. Stay away from them so that you will be successful. Allah also states with regards to social dealings, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ, and fulfill your promises, fulfill your pledges, your contracts. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. Verily these contracts, these agreements, you will be questioned with regards to them. And so fulfill all of them. Subhanallah. Allah also mentions with regards to the importance of salah, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. وَأْمُرْ, an order. Give an amr, an order. The amir is called the amir because he gives orders. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ, and order your family. بِالصَّلَاةِ, with the matter of salah. وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and remain steadfast on this matter. Persevere upon this matter. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. The Anbiya, they said, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا, we're not asking you people for any risk or anything like that. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ, we in reality will provide for you. Or rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating that we're not asking you for any risk. Allah is stating that we are not asking you people for any risk. Rather, we will grant you rizq. وَلَعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ, and the end result and the ending is for those who have taqwa, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, بإذن الله تعالى, we will end here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah record our sitting in our scales of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. Those who have followed us in these lessons, بإذن الله تعالى, one can email deenclass@gmail.com for a copy of the test, inshallah, for book number one. And so, بإذن الله تعالى, we will have a test ready and an online test, so you will immediately get your results. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, those who have completed the book, walhamdulillah, may Allah grant you khair and barakah. And those who have not, then bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, the audios are available at www.muslimcentral.com. You can download them, you can listen to them, walhamdulillah. May Allah grant us all khair and barakah and ikhlas in whatever we do. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi به أجمعين. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.